Bay. It's there. Now, Mansfield Town's chief executive, as you've been hearing this morning, is expected to appear before a special meeting of Nottinghamshire's Football Ground Safety Advisory Group this morning. It's discussing whether Caroline Still should be allowed to continue to hold the club's safety certificate after her arrest and caution during the game at York City for using threatening words and behaviour. So what was it like if you were there? All kinds of people saw little bits of what happened, but Stuart Hammond is a football writer for the non-league paper, and he saw quite a lot. Morning, Stuart.
Morning, Andy.
So tell me the story. What did you see unfold?
Well, I didn't see what went on outside the ground that led to Caroline's arrest, but it's certainly been building up inside the ground. I mean, I'm sitting there in the press box, probably 20 yards to the right of where Caroline was sitting. And from very early on in the game, she was standing up at the front of the Mansfield part of the director's box and making a bit of a show of herself. I mean, it sounds quite trivial. She's standing sort of clapping exaggeratedly, shouting, you know, as the Mansfield fans were singing behind the goal to our left, she was sort of swaying with her arms, you know, as if to join in with them. And, you know, every so often there was a quite a high-pitched yell of Mansfield and getting behind the team, which you know,
that's just about
fine.
The passion of the game, isn't it, and the occasion.
Passion of the game and the occasion, but as a director and a chief executive, you don't very often see it, especially when it's just one person standing up in amongst thousands of York City fans. And she drew attention to herself, certainly, with that. And as the first half progressed, I mean, you know, many people, I spent most of the time, I probably shouldn't admit this as a football journalist, but, you know, you were drawn to what was going on to the left, you watching her as much as the game. And as the game went on in the first half, she went down to the touchline twice to get involved with the Premier Sports TV staff who were working on the game. And they sort of stand between the two dugouts. And Mark Cooper, who is quite a well-known manager at non-league level and has managed in the Championship with Peterborough, he was down there as their guest. You know, I think she mistook him for somebody who was, who was in control of Premier Sports. But she seemed to have an issue with the way Premier Sports were covering the game and not giving enough coverage to Mansfield. And now, in these conversations, she's down there, it's quite animated. And you know, the Premier Sports guys who I work quite closely with myself, they don't want it made public what was said. But, you know, it's fairly disrespectful stuff, not only to the TV company and the girl Claire Rourke, who does the touchline reporting, but also to the league. And as this continued, Caroline returned back to the director's box. Then she seemed to beckon a steward towards her. Then she went back down for a second time and you know, sort of went off at half-time. They went into the boardroom. But then she reappeared about 15 minutes into the second half, stayed for probably 20 minutes or so. And when Matt Green was sent off in the 74th minute, Caroline made her way down to the touchline for a third time. This time, to say something to Matt Green as he made his way down the tunnel. And as the York City fans around, obviously, encouraged her to return to her seat, because this isn't the kind of thing that you normally see from a director, as I said, in directors' box up and down the country. And as she was encouraged to return to her seat, she got involved in some verbal altercations with the York City fans. And I think it was all calmed down, but she returned to the directors' box, grabbed her coat and left through the back of the boardroom. So It was all quite embarrassing for the club. As I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, and people around me are saying, you know, what's going on here? And then, of course, we don't see what happens outside the ground, but it's been quite well reported that she was arrested and cautioned for using threatening language and behaviour towards a police officer.
So, you've been to lots of games, obviously. In fact, you were a non-league player, weren't you, for a while as well. So, have you seen anything like this before?
No, I haven't. And I mean, I played it for Arnold Town. I'm a Nottingham lad. I played for Arnold Town for many years. And, you know, the people that I know there, like Ivan Long, is no longer with us, bless him. But, you know, the way they conducted themselves as a club You know, certainly I was out on the pitch as a player, so I didn't see everything. But, you know, good football people who know the game inside out and you know, can carry themselves in the right way. And certainly as a reporter, I've sat there in press boxes up and down the country, and I've certainly not seen a performance like that. I thought, you know, my personal view is that it was quite embarrassing for the club, and certainly, you know, that's the view that many other people have had.
Mm. But, you know, she's not an experienced chief executive in football, and she was in the passion of the game. You know, it's a vital game for Mansfield. Can you understand how someone can sort of get wrapped up in that? I mean, she's a bit like a cross between a fan and a chief executive, really, isn't she?
Yeah, I can. Listen, I can understand that. We've all got our teams. You know, Notts County's mine. I don't get to watch them too often because of my job. But, you know, you do get caught up in it. But I think, you know, as chief executive and head of an organisation like Mansfield Town, I think there is a way that you conduct yourself. As I say, this isn't at Field Mill with 3,000 Mansfield fans around. This is at Bootham Crescent, where it's one person with several thousand York City fans around.
Okay.
Her.
Stuart, thank you for that. Stuart Hammond, who's a football writer for the non-league paper, with a little bit more of the story of what happened. I mean, yesterday the news only just really confirmed towards the tail end of the show that this arrest had taken place and then a caution for using threatening words and behaviour. Now you hear a little bit more about what led up to that from Stuart. And obviously we wait to see what decision is made by this emergency meeting of Nottinghamshire's Football Ground Safety Advisory Group, which effectively is looking into whether Carolyn Still is a fit person to hold the safety certificate for the club. It's 26 minutes past 8 o'clock. Lots of